ಪ್ರಣವಾಥಾಯ ಶುದ್ಧಜ್ಞಾನೈಕಮೂರ್ತಯೆ ನಿರ್ಮಲಾಯ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಾಯ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೆ ನಮಃ. ನಿರಂಜನಂ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಅನಂತರೂಪಂ ಭಕ್ತಾನುಕಂಪಾದ ವಿಗ್ರಹಂ ವೈ ಈಶಾವತಾರಂ ಪರಮೇಶಮೀಢ್ಯಂ ತಂ ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ಶಿರಸಾ ನಮಾಮಿ. ಯಥಾಗ್ನೇ ದಾಹಿಕಾ ಶಕ್ತಿ ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣೇ ಸ್ಥಿತಾಹಿಯ ಸರ್ವವಿದ್ಯಾಸ್ವರೂಪಾಂತಾಂ ಸಾರತಾಂ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮ್ಯಹಂ. ಪ್ರಪನ್ನ ಪಾರಿಜಾತಾಯ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರವೇತ್ರೈಕಪಾನಯೇ ಜ್ಞಾನಮುದ್ರಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಗೀತಾಮೃತದುಗೇ ನಮಃ. ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಧ್ಯಾಯತೋ ವಿಷಯಾನ್ ಪುಂಸಃ ಸಂಗತ್ತೇಷೂಪಜಾಯತೆ ಸಂಗಾತ್ ಸಂಜಾಯತೆ ಕಾಮಃ ಕಾಮಾತ್ ಕ್ರೋಧೋಪಿ ಜಾಯತೆ ಕ್ರೋಧಾತ್ ಭವತಿ ಸಂಮೋಹಃ ಸಂಮೋಹಾತ್ ಸ್ಮೃತಿವಿಭ್ರಮಃ ಸ್ಮೃತಿಭ್ರಂಶಾತ್ ಬುದ್ಧಿನಾಶೋ ಬುದ್ಧಿನಾಶಾತ್ ಪ್ರಣಶ್ಯತಿ. ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ 58th ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಆನ್ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಈಸ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಸಾಧನಾಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ ನಿಷ್ಠ. ಹಿ ಎಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ ದ ನೆಸೆಸಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ 3 ಮೈನ್ ಸಾಧನಾಸ್. ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲ್, ಅನದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲ್, ಥರ್ಡ್ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ವೇದಾಂತಿಕ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್. ಇನ್ ದಿ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ವಿ ಸಾ ಹಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ ದ ಫೇಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲ್. How the mind is falling from one level to another level, lower levels, because of Vishaya Dhyanam, Sangha happens. From Sangha, Kama comes, intense desire. From Kamaha, Krodaha happens when it is not fulfilled. ಕ್ರೋಧಾತ್ ಭವತಿ ಸಂಮೋಹಃ, ಡೆಲ್ಯೂಷನ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಂಗರ್. ಎನ್ ಆಂಗ್ರಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಮ್ಯಾಡ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಟೆಂಪರರಿಲಿ. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮ್ಯಾಡ್ನೆಸ್ ಸಂಮೋಹಾತ್ ಸ್ಮೃತಿ ವಿಭ್ರಮಃ, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಲರ್ನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ವೇದಾಂತ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಸತ್ಸಂಗ, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಹಿ ಲರ್ನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಪರಂಪರಾ, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಟೆಂಪರರಿಲಿ ಫರ್ಗಾಟನ್. ಸ್ಮೃತಿ ಭ್ರಂಶಾತ್ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ನಾಶಃ. When these type of things repeated 3 times, 5 times or 10 times in life, he loses his discriminative power. When a person loses his discriminative power, entire life is pranashyati, buddhi nasha pranashyati, spiritual life is totally destroyed. How much struggle he would have done to come to this level, the level of a spiritual seeker who has gone through the Vedantic scriptures is really very high level. He has understood the finitude of the world. He has understood the necessity of going beyond this finitude. He has understood the means, that is self-knowledge in the form of gaining the Lord in life while living as the important goal of his life. And he has approached the sadhus or guru parampara in order to gain that knowledge. So much of effort he has done, but because of his samskara, because of his vishaya dhyana gone out of samskara, the fall is very very fast. Climbing a high mountain takes lot of time. To fall from that mountain, it's a matter of minutes. Therefore Bhagavan gives a warning to all the spiritual seekers, keeping Arjuna in front of him. He says, you have to know how to handle, how to transact with this world. Sense control doesn't mean total suppression, total cessation of all transactions. It is not possible. We have to use our sense organs. And mind also cannot be totally shut down. So how to transact in this world? Bhagavan gives a technique, beautiful practical technique. Shloka number 64. Ragadvesha vayuktaistu vishayanindriyaischaran atmavashyair vidheyatma prasadamadhigacchati. When the complete cessation of sense organs is not possible, with what attitude I can transact in this world? Because I cannot avoid transaction. I have to open my eyes, I have to keep my ears open. Even if I want to close it, it will not close. Some sound will be there, I have to hear. So complete cessation is not possible. Then with what attitude I should transact? The answer Bhagavan gives is, transaction in human life can be governed by two factors. Any transaction in human life, any action in human life can be governed by two factors. One factor is, which is commonly available factor, that is prakrita swabhavika ragadvesha. It is available with all prakriti, with all living beings. It is its own intrinsic nature. What it is? Ragadvesha, likes and dislikes. You ask anyone why you are doing, he will tell, I like it, therefore I do it. You ask anyone why you did not do that, I don't like it, therefore I did not do it. So his answer will be, my life is governed by ragadvesha. Sense organs don't have ragadvesha. Sense organs don't have ragadvesha. But the sense organ is governed by the mind, which has ragadvesha. Ragadvesha means likes and dislikes. Sense organs don't have likes and dislikes. You put any item in your mouth, it will show what is the taste of it. Whether you like it or not is the question. If you like it, you will go for it. If you don't like it, you will not go for it. So the mind, which is full of likes and dislikes, drives the person, goads that person to go for certain things. That is one type of governance. Second type is very rarely available for only sadhakas, that is Sanskrita Shastriya Dharma Dharma Vivekaha. Any person who comes under the parampara, Shastra parampara, Vaidika parampara, his actions will not be governed by likes and dislikes. His actions will be governed by dharma and adharma. How you got this dharma, adharma, viveka, discrimination between what is right and what is wrong? How you got from the Shastra, and it happened to be a Sanskrita, well established one. So it is a beautiful mind which has this discrimination power. That is why when Bhagavan Ramji, when he was asked to go to forest, everybody shouted like anything. Nobody is affected by that except Ramji. Ramji only was affected, directly affected by this boon. But Ramji was so calm and quiet. He has decided and immediately he has accepted. How he accepted? Because his mind says it is a dharma. For that sake, you have to go through this type of suffering. Whether you like it or not, there is no question of likes and dislikes. With regard to others, their emotions were driven by likes and dislikes. And Ramji's decision to go to forest was driven by dharma, adharma, viveka. So two types of factors are available in any human transaction. Here Bhagavan says, a sadhaka should be governed by Sanskrita, Shastriya, Dharma, Dharma, Viveka, Yukta, Buddhihi. The buddhi should have dharma, adharma, yukti, viveka. This idea comes in the Kathopanishad in the form of Ratha Kalpana. Entire human life is compared to a journey, and human body is compared to the chariot. The master who travels in the chariot is compared to the jiva. The person who drives the chariot, driver, is compared to the buddhi. And the person who is holding that reins, the reins which are controlling the horses, is compared to manas, that is mind, emotional personality, and the horses are compared to sense organs. There Upanishad says, yastu vijnanavan bhavati samanaska sada srutihi. If a person, driver, the charioteer, is vijnanavan, and samanaskaha, he is a man of discrimination, and sada suchihi is a man of purity. If that person, if the jiva, the traveler, has this type of driver, then tadvishno paramam padam. The travel ends to the destination called Lord. If a person doesn't have that charioteer as a sane person, if the driver is a drunkard, if the driver is a ignorant person, he doesn't know any signals, he doesn't know the route, then he is having lot of connection with all terrorist people, where the journey will end. Samsaram sadhi gacchati yastu amanaska sada ashuchihi. So he is amanaskaha, avijnanavan, he is an ignorant, and sada ashuchihi, with all impurities. That person, if he is the driver of any jiva, journey ends in samsaram sadhi gacchati. So therefore here Bhagavan says, ragadvesha viyuktaha san vishayan indriyai charan. Ragadvesha means likes and dislikes. Why we like something? Why we dislike something? Why we like something means we find that the particular object is the source of our happiness. Why we dislike something means we find that particular object or person or situation is the source of discomfort or sorrow. So when I find something as a source of joy, I like it. When I find something as a source of sorrow, I dislike it. But Shastra says, nothing in the world is either source of joy or source of sorrow. It is your mind which gives the importance, or which gets confused, that it is source of joy, it is source of sorrow. Nothing, we will name any object in the world, it is neither source of joy nor source of sorrow. So that is the misconception. Because of this misconception, mind has this confusion that its life is driven by raga and dvesha. Without this misconception, knowing the fact that it is neither source of joy nor source of sorrow, allow your sense organs to function in their field. Raga dvesha viyuktaha means not eradication of likes and dislikes. You may have like for certain eatables. Our Acharya Swamiji says, even after knowledge, if a sadhu is a Marathi Baba or North Indian Baba, you will like roti only. You will not like our chawal. So even gods have these likes and dislikes, but their life is not governed by that likes and dislikes. You take any aspect of God, you take Krishna, he is having flute. Why don't he have guitar? Mother Saraswati is having veena. Why don't she have harmonium? And their dress also particular dress, their instrument is particular, their way of speaking also is particular. So likes and dislikes is not wrong, but the life should not be governed by likes and dislikes. The life should not be governed by likes and dislikes. Likes and dislikes are the vibhuti of the mind. Mind means it will like something, it will not like something. It is natural. But life should not be governed by that likes and dislikes. The mind should be free from the holds of likes and dislikes. Therefore, before allowing them to transact, ask two questions. Before going for anything in the world, a sadhaka should ask two questions. What is it? Is it permitted by the Shastra? One question. Is it permitted by Shastra? Is it a dharma karma or not? First question we should ask. If it is a dharma karma, even if I like, I should not do it. If it is a dharma karma, even if I don't like, I should do it. Getting up early in the morning, nobody likes. Everybody wants to sleep little more time, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. But Shastra has told, you have to get up. This is the Brahmi Muhurta. This is the time for interacting with your own inner self. It is the time for prayer, it is the time for sandhya. Then even if I don't like to get up, since the Shastra has given as an order, I should be governed by that order, not by my likes and dislikes. Then second one is it unavoidable or not? Suddenly mine likes Mercedes-Benz car, seeing a big flat with a bungalow and other things, suddenly mine likes, it says it is nice. Okay, no problem to say something. If it is nice, you will say it is nice only. You cannot shut your eyes, you cannot see the things opposite way. When if it is nice only. Then you have to ask, can I avoid it in my life? Do I need it? In Shastra, there is no prohibition, don't see TV. Because in those days, TV was not there. Therefore, there is no mention about seeing the TV serials. So now sadhaka should not say, in Shastra there is no prohibition. You told first category is what? Shastra should not prohibit. Whatever not prohibited by Shastra, can I do it? So next category, denies it. If it is unavoidable, then only you have to do. If it is avoidable, a sadhaka should avoid it. Without seeing TV serial, a person can live very happily. A sadhaka, and that too, this type of sadhaka, for whom freedom is the only purpose of his living. For him, there is nothing called entertainment. Where is the question of entertainment? What do we mean by entertainment? What do we mean by entertainment? The definition of entertainment is, where I find swastya, that is where I find I am settled, that is called entertainment. So a person should avoid all the avoidable things, and at the same time he cannot avoid the entire transaction, all the indispensable transactions he has to do. While doing also, what should be his position? Atmavashyai. You should keep the senses under your control. Under your control means under the control of intellect. Because that rain is connected with the heart. But rain cannot hold the heart. Rain means that rope which is connected, the belt which is connected with the heart. So that rain doesn't have any hold. The person who is holding that rain is called intellect. That sarathi should be a sane and educated one. So he must be a vidheyatma, a person of self-discipline, a person life governed by do's and don'ts of life, not likes and dislikes. So no situation can make him to lose his control. Suddenly if a driver loses his control while driving, what will happen? Naturally, accident is the result. If the journey is governed by emotional mind, then it is unpredictable journey. Samsaram chadi gachati. It is unpredictable. Nobody will go behind the elbow driver, because we don't know when he will stop. Traffic also, that's why they put the elbow. I am elbow learning. So don't depend upon my driving. Unpredictable journey it will be. If the journey is governed by efficient and intelligent driver, then the journey is safe. You can tell to the driver, go to so and so place, then you can sleep off also. What is the benefit of having an efficient driver and a controlled mind and a controlled horses? Here Bhagavan says, prasadam adhikachati. He gets that prasannata. Prasannata means shantihi, samatva buddhihi, calm mind, balanced mind, poised mind, equanimous mind. This is the sign that Vedanta has entered our mind. What is the sign? Whenever we find any doubt whether I have become jnani or not, you know, a halo will come behind. In cinema they will show there is one small halo behind the head. Here you won't get any halo. But the halo will shine in your mind. What is that halo? Shantihi, samatva buddhihi. Whether Vedanta or Gita, Shastram has entered our mind or not, what is the sign? My life is a transformed one. All the indications of violent reactions will be reduced. I told you three indications. FIR, Vedantic FIR, not police FIR. Vedantic FIR, frequency, intensity and recovery period will be very very minimum. Before coming to Vedanta, before coming to Gita Shastra, if the mind is getting irritated 100 times in a day, after Vedanta, after Shravana, it should get reduced to 10 times or 5 times in a day. Then that intensity also, if it is getting angry in such a way, suppose you are habituated to throw something, whatever you have in your hand. Swamiji, my wife is throwing whatever she is having in her hand whenever she is angry. So it is expressing more intensity. So now it is reduced. And the recovery period also, once the people get angry, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, they are angry. So now because of Vedanta Shravana, these things will, that FIR of violent reaction will be reduced. Your life will be governed by do's and don'ts rather than likes and dislikes. This state of mind is called Swasthyam, healthy state of mind. What is the benefit of having this state of mind? Bhagavan continues. Prasade sarva dukkhanam hanirasyo pajayate prasanna chetaso hyashu buddhir paryavatishtate. What is the advantage of this prasannata, this healthy mind? The answer is, a healthy mind can handle all the situations in life. Nobody knows what will happen to him in future. Nobody is sarvajnaha, therefore nobody knows about his future. Even if Bhagavan comes in his avatara, from the standpoint of the onlooker, he doesn't know anything what is going to happen. And even if he knows, even if an ordinary person knows what is going to happen through Josya and other things, he cannot stop coming. Isn't it? This meteorologist predicts that there will be a rain, torrential rain. There may be a tsunami, they predict. After predicting, what they will do? They will ask us to go away. They cannot stop that tsunami or torrential rain. Similarly, a person who has healthy mind is available with strength to handle that situation, any situation. Here Bhagavan says, sarva dukkhanam hanihi upajayate. Destruction of all sorrows is the result of a healthy mind. Sarva dukkhana means adhyatmika, adibhautika, adidaivika dukkhana. According to Vedanta, nothing in the world is the source of sorrow. Nothing in the world is the source of sorrow. Nothing in the world has the capacity to make me unhappy. It is very very new idea which is not available in the world. Only Vedanta says nothing in the world can disturb you unless you allow it to disturb. So one boy kisses another boy. You ask that boy who is crying, why you are crying, why you are sorrowful? Immediately you will say, he has beaten me. So the cause is shown, external cause. Here Vedanta says externally nothing can hurt you, nothing can make you sorrowful if you have the mature mind, if you have that balanced mind. And according to Vedanta, when the mind is poised, our natural ananda manifests. We need not bring ananda from outside, and we cannot bring ananda from outside. Why? Because there is no ananda outside at all. Nothing in the world can be the source of joy. So external world doesn't have even an iota of ananda. It is like a dry bone. That bone story I told, dog story, dog philosophy, dry bone. Every dog likes a dry bone. What is its philosophy? It wants to bite it. By biting, it thinks that I am going to get blood. Is there any drop of blood in the dry bone? From where the blood comes while biting? From its own mouth, the blood comes. While biting, the bone pricks that mouth. So from its own mouth, blood comes. But the dog has the capacity to think this much only. What is that thinking? Before biting, I did not have blood. After stopping biting, I will not have blood. During biting only I have blood. Therefore, dry bone is the cause of blood. Human being also same, not differing from that philosophy. Our Acharya Swamiji says, a dog can have that philosophy because it can stand with that philosophy. It has four legs. It is stubborn. It can stand on its philosophy. But a human being has only two legs. So it is a shaking philosophy. A thing I get in my life, I think that because of its gaining, I am happy. And when it goes away from me, I feel that I am unhappy. So sense organs are only instruments in bringing that joy. They are not the source of joy. Neither the external world is the source of joy, nor the sense organs are the source of joy. How sense organs bring my own ananda, which is inside me? By removing all the obstacles temporarily. What happens when I take a nice ice cream? I feel happy. Vedanta says, ice cream is not the source of happiness. Then I ask, what is the source of happiness? You are the source of happiness. How can I be a source of happiness? If I am the source of happiness, before getting ice cream, I should get that happiness. So Vedanta says, ice cream did not give happiness. Sense organ, while enjoying that ice cream, temporarily removed the obstacles. What are the obstacles? Obstacles in the form of so many desires. I don't have this, I should have this. So many desires are there. Those desires are temporarily stopped. Then entire mind is absorbed in that sense pleasure. Entire mind is absorbed in ice cream. If anybody says, hey, you are having diabetic, don't tell now. After eating the ice cream, you tell. So if you have that idea that I have the diabetic, you cannot enjoy that ice cream. A disturbing factor is remembered there. So when the mind is not disturbed, when the mind is totally absorbed during the sense pressure, then Atmananda manifests itself. That's why you can see a person who wins any examination immediately thinks, ah, I won this race. How much time he has this happiness? Maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 days, 10 days. Then again suddenly the idea of getting job comes. Searching. Up to that time, whenever he has forgotten all his other desires, all his other agendas, this Atmananda manifests. So when the mind is free from desires and ragadvesha, temporarily the happiness manifests in a temporary way. That is why no situation makes us happy permanently. Any situation makes us happy permanently. The thing which we get happiness, beautiful happiness during sleep, that also is not permanent. Samskara comes and prarabdha comes and says, get up, get up, get up. Because prarabdha will not allow you to sleep all the time. If the mind is freed from desires and ragadvesha, there will be a possibility of permanent manifestation of Atmananda. Then what happens in a happy mind? Asya prasanna chetasaha buddhihi ashuhu pariyavatishtate. When the mind is poised, the self-knowledge which he has gained from the shravanam and mananam is well established, well assimilated. An ordinary person who is satisfied with the peace of mind. You ask anyone, what do you want? I want peace of mind, sir. So many problems are there, he will tell. But he is not bothered about self-knowledge. As far as this sadhaka is concerned, peace of mind is a stage, a step only. And keeping that, it is like feeding a crying child. How you will feed a crying child? Mothers know that. You cannot feed a crying child. Because if you feed a crying child, immediately that food item will go up. It will go up, it will not go inside. So in between, the cry should be stopped. How you will stop the cry? Why child cries? You have to know that it is crying for food or milk. And you don't have milk, you have not yet prepared that milk. What you will do? Temporarily, you will show something, gilgulupa, they call it, giggling. So do like that they will do. Then immediately, it will open the mouth. By the time the cry is stopped, put the feeding bottle and feed that child. If you don't feed the child all the time, you do like that, you do jiggling, it will stop the crying maybe 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Again it will cry because its problem is hunger. Similarly, human mind also, Bhagavan or Maya, now and then she shows jiggling like that. One spouse has come into your life, oh, like one day, 2 days, 3 days, or 1 year, 2 years. Then again one child has come, oh, like that. Then in between, good beatings also come. That is why Shastra says, if you are interested in that permanent manifestation of Atmananda, self-knowledge should be well established. Prajna becomes Sthira Prajna. It should be available during my day-to-day transaction. Assimilated prajna, assimilated knowledge only can help me in crisis. Like physical health is determined by eaten food or assimilated food. A person takes a lot of idlis, 10 idli, 20 idlis he takes. Whether it is assimilated or not is the question. An assimilated food only contributes to the physical health, not the eaten food. Similarly, an assimilated idea, assimilated knowledge only helps in our life. Therefore, a sadhaka should lead a life of self-control with alertness, performing his inevitable duties, and which are allowed by Shastra, keeping the mind free from likes and dislikes. The result will be initially Shantihi, Shanta Manaha will assimilate Jnanam quickly and he will be free from samsara. Then if a sadhaka does not have the Shama and Dama, what will happen to him is the next sloka. Nasti buddhirayuktasya nachayuktasya bhavana nachabhavayata shantihi ashantasya kutas sukham. It's a beautiful shloka, a practical shloka. Even for an ordinary person, this shloka will work. Here Bhagavan says, ayuktasya buddhihi nasti. For a person, yuktaha means an integrated person. A person who has self-control is called integrated person. He is not a split person sitting here and thinking somewhere else. Physical body is sitting here, but he is roaming free world tour he goes. So his personality is not an integrated personality, he is a split person. So ayuktaha means a person who doesn't have that integration. For him, buddhihi nasti. In ordinary sense, buddhihi means discrimination power. Here, buddhihi means that knowledge. Prajna nasti. The prajna which he has gained through shravana and manana will not be available for the person who doesn't have shama and dama, sense control and mind control. Even during shravana, during Vedanta shravana, these two are very, very important. If these two are not there, you may be sitting here physically, but mind will roam everywhere outside. Vedanta Shravanam is not like seeing TV serial. Some houses you can see TV will be going on and this Amma will be cooking here. Now and then she will come and see, okay, what is the story? What is the dialogue? Not necessary. 5 minutes, 10 minutes you can miss. By the time you can wash your vessels or do something. But at the same time she cannot leave the TV serial totally also. There is some curiosity. So at the same time, all the time you cannot sit in front of the TV because it is attractive story. So in between she can go away from that and come back. But Vedanta Shravanam is not like that. It is not like hearing Puranas. Even if you miss 2 or 3 classes, Ramji will be in forest only. Ramayana, even if you miss 2-3 classes, Ramji will be in forest only. But in Vedanta, it is not like that. Every idea is built up one. It has a logic. It is connected with the previous idea. One idea you miss, the series of built up ideas, one link you miss and you will be having full confusion. That is why after the class, after the lecture, generally people say, oh, it is very nice. Even if they don't say, they feel that it is very nice. And if we ask, what is nice, you tell. They cannot tell. They thought that we have understood but nothing entered. And some people will remember only stories and jokes. Because that level only that mind is. It is not an integrated mind. Some people only, oh Swamiji, I remember that story one. Okay, because of that story, what you learned? That is something here, be careful. So the mind is not an integrated mind. So Vedanta Shravana requires very, very concentrated effort. Here, therefore, Bhagavan says, Ayuktasya buddhihi nasti. But a yuktaha, an integrated person, one, he will know all the points and he can reel out again. Photographic mind. Swami Vivekananda had this. If he touches any book, it is like photographic mind. Once he hears, he will reel out back. That is the human mind which is required for this Vedanta Shravana. In great Mahatma's life, even in Sri Ramakrishna's life, you can see he has written Gita by his hand in Bengali. So how? By hearing. And he used to tell, my mother can chant so many other shlokas. Swamiji's mother also was practically illiterate, but still they can chant the entire Ramayana or Bhagavata. How it happened? Because the mind is so pure and integrated. Then ayuktasya bhavana api nasti. One problem for an ayuktaha, unintegrated person, is buddhihi nasti, no knowledge will be there. And bhavana api nasti, there will not be any atmakara vritti or atma dhyana. In this context, bhavana means atma dhyana, a thought flow. General context, it is called a thought flow. We have generally thought flow either about money or about problems or about somebody scolding or about future or about past. Even if you want to stop it, that thought flow doesn't stop. But this sadhaka is a well matured sadhaka. So for him, if he doesn't have that integrated mind at that condition, atma dhyanam will not be there. He cannot practice nididhyasanam, Vedantic meditation. Then what is the problem? If I don't practice Vedantic meditation, if I don't remember the Lord, abhavayataha shantihi nasti. The person whose mind doesn't dwell in the higher level, whose mind doesn't dwell in the spiritual teachings, Shastric teachings, and in the Lord's real nature, then he will not have peace in his life. Vedantic study is not an academic pursuit or time pass pursuit. The more you give importance, the more you take it seriously, entire life is governed by that Vedantic teaching. So, it is not an academic pursuit. It is not to boast ourselves in our office or family. I also know Gita and reel out one or two shlokas and that too incorrectly. It is not to boast ourselves. And it is not to say somebody that I am a pious man. I am doing all those things, I am going to Ramakrishna Mission, hearing Vedantic classes. It is not to boast, but it is for the total transformation of our life. The way we look at ourselves, the way we look the world, the way we look the people who are near and dear, the way we look the entire life should get transformed. This transformation in the understanding or attitude make our life as a peaceful life in spite of encounters of problems. Not absence of problem. Absence of problem can never happen in anybody's life, even if he is a Bhagavan. Even if he comes in the human form, he cannot be free from problems. That's what in all Mahatma's life, problems after problems. What is our problem? If anybody says, get away from your job, immediately you will come with all depression and sit in the home. But somebody told to Ramji, get away not only from the job, topmost job it was, not only from that, get away from the country itself. The man was as he was. Chitta vikriya nasti. So how he got it? The attitude. Attitude and understanding of life about myself. What is my idea about myself? It doesn't matter how much I have. Our Acharya Swamiji used to tell, anybody you can make to say, I am a poor person. Even if he is a millionaire,
he can make him to say, oh, I am poor person, I don't have that money. How you know? You go and ask donation from him. You ask donation from a rich person, he will say, oh, I don't have that. I am not that much rich. How, in spite of having millions of money, he considers, his mind considers that he is poor. Then what is the use of this money? So our happiness, our satisfaction in life does not depend upon what we possess. It depends upon what we think about ourselves. And you go to a sannyasi who doesn't have even a proper cloth, in Uttarakhand you can see they will be enjoying the sunshine on the bank of the Ganga, putting their one leg on the other, they will be nicely enjoying. You ask, Babaji, is it chahiye? Do you want anything? Kuch nahi, he will tell. Kuch nahi, he will tell. Nothing I want. What is the view? How I look myself matters. How I look life, how I look the people. If I look the people, competitors to my life, all the time I am afraid of them, all the time I am jealous of them, all the time I am trying to knock off them. So everybody tries to knock off everyone. An ignorant mind thinks that the entire world is against me, I have to prove myself by my self effort. But child doesn't have this idea. For a child, world is friendly. Parents spoil, don't go there, he will spoil you. The neighbor may be a good person. Parents have that adult mind has this competitive idea, jealous idea, danger idea. So unknowingly we spoil our children, don't go there. That's why I come to know from our Yoga Sangha friends, that is young boys who come to ashrama, they come to ashrama stealthily. Hey, you can go to some place where it is questionable place stealthily. Why you should come to ashrama stealthily, hiding yourself? They say, my parents say, you can go anywhere, don't go to ashrama. That is the condition of society now. Even some pious people are there, you can go to temple, but don't go to ashrama. Because they know, by going to temple, nothing will happen. No transformation will happen. But by sadhu sangha, by shastra vichara, entire life will change, entire attitude will change. When the entire life changes, if he becomes sannyasi, what will happen? So she will be a loser. So many boys say, Swamiji, I come to ashrama, but never telephone to me when I am in house. Never telephone. My parents don't know that. So this is the benefit of sadhu sangha or shastra vichara. Without even anything, I can look my life as a successful one. This transformation in your understanding and attitude makes your entire life as a peaceful, enjoyable one. Other than this transformation, there is no other way for gaining permanent peace and joy. Everybody wants that only. Anybody asks you what you want, he will say, I want to be peaceful, joyful, happy and secure. Then I ask, when you want to be happy, where you want to be happy, whether in house or in office, whether morning or evening, when you want to be happy, you say, I want to be happy always. Okay, for one day you want to be happy or 2 days you want to be happy, you will say, all days, entire life. And here Shastra says, that is not possible unless you gain this knowledge. Nityo nityanam chetanashchetananam eko bahunam yo vithadati kaman tam atmastam ye anupashyanti dhira tesham shantim na itaresham. Upanishad gives a guarantee card, says nobody will get shanti other than this one fellow. Who is that fellow? A fellow who found out tesham, that is nityaha anityanam, anityanam nityaha. There is something which is permanent inside the impermanent. Chetanaha in chetanana, there is a conscious entity. Ekaha bahuna, in many things there is one unifying aspect. Ekaha bahuna ekaha. Tam atmastam, one who is available, one who manifests in his own mind, some atmasam, ye anupashyam.
One who all the time aware of the fact that this unifying conscious entity is within me, or I am that. Dhiraha is called a intelligent, a knowledgeable, a wise man. Desham santihi, for him only. He told, the Upanishad says, for him only he has told. It could have stopped, na. It says again, na itaresham, not for others. That means, you can challenge. You can try any method. That's why people come to ashrama, go to temple, that 5 minutes they feel happy. Do some bhajans, they jump and this one, that one. What happens? Get away, come from the temple, he finds the chapel is stolen, gone, all happy. All happiness is gone. So this knowledge alone, even if Bhagavan comes in front of us, suppose, I used to tell this in Bhagavatam class, if Bhagavan comes and asks, what do you want? Hurriedly you will make pranams. Oh Bhagavan. Then Bhagavan says, don't worry, I am not in hurry, don't be in hurry. You make pranam, relaxly, I will be with you only. You are happy because Bhagavan is going to be with you. One day you are happy. 2 days you are happy. Third day you will tell, yeah, okay, you are hogala. Why he is not going? Why he is not going? Because other duties are there. Why he is not going? Then you will tell, yeah, hogthirani. However, Narada Bhagavan asked this. Why you have come, he asked. Whenever Narada Bhagavan started chanting that Swara Brahma Bhushita Veena, that Veena which was given by Narayana, you just give a stroke, it gives a sound called Narayana. Immediately Bhagavan thought this fellow is calling, so he came back. So one time over, two time over, three times, so he was fed up. He told, don't come. I feel happy by just chanting or remembering you. Similarly, here nothing can give permanent peace and joy. So the old samsaric, irritative, petty, miserable, wanting personality should be transformed as a satisfied, peaceful, calm, balanced and immortal personality. That is possible only by this knowledge. Knowledge is not different from the Lord, mind you. Knowledge is Lord. The same Lord, if he comes as a person different from us, with a form, we cannot enjoy him all the time. But the same Lord is available in the form of knowledge inside our mind. We can happily enjoy. It is not, knowledge is not different from this Atmajnanam, is not different from the Bhagavan. So therefore here Bhagavan says, Ashantasya Kutasukam. Where is the happiness for a person who doesn't have shantihi? Without shantihi, where is the possibility of ananda? General mind's opinion is, without this I will not happy, without that I will not happy. Here Bhagavan says, without anything you can be happy, provided if you have shantihi. Without shantihi, even if you have everything, you cannot be happy. That is why you ask a rich man, are you happy? Healthy person, are you happy? You ask any person in the world, he will have his own Ramayana and Mahabharata. Only thing is, you should have time to hear. How are you? Hi, how are you? Fine. That's all. You have to come out. Because if you start something extra, how you say I am fine, you tell what is the reason, then there will be some Ramayana or Mahabharata. That is why Shastra says, Eko vashi sarva bhutantaratma ekam rupam bhaguta yak karoti tam atmastam ye anupashyanti dhira desham sukham na itaresham. One more assertion. There desham shanti, here desham sukham. Who doesn't have problems or sorrows? A person who is always with the Lord in the form of knowledge. Ekaha vashihi sarvabhutantaratma ekam rupam bahutaya karoti. One person who has manifested as the entire world,
who knows that person, that unifying God, the conscious entity, the higher reality of everything, where tam atmatvam ye anupashyanti dhira. I should be along with him all the time at all situations. This idea should be there, a constant idea in Kanakadasa's life. One incident comes. The higher caste Brahmin people who were four disciples, they were jealous about this Kanakadasa. So his Gurudev, Vadiraja, his name, he was a sannyasi. So he wanted to show others how matured this Kanakadasa, though by birth from the lower caste. So he gave banana to all and told, tomorrow is Ekadashi, so you might have to fast. So today, this is a food for you. Go and eat somehow where nobody is there. Nobody should see you are eating. It is a banana with mantra. Just 2 days continuously Ekadashi comes, it will keep you without hunger. So every disciple went. Then they came back. After 2 days he asked, what happened? Oh no, hunger. 2 days we did not have hunger at all. Acha, how? We took banana which was given by you. How? How? You told nobody should see us. So one disciple told, under the staircase I ate, inside the bathroom I ate, like that one person told. Then after that, receiving all their answers, this Vadiraja, Yeti, he was a sannyas, he called Kanakadasa. Kanaka, what happened? I feel hungry. Why? I did not take banana. Why? You told I should take banana where nobody sees me. Wherever I went, I found the Lord. He is always with me, seeing all my actions. How can I avoid him? Since I could not avoid him, I did not take him. That is called knowledge. Tam atmastam ye anupashyanti dhira, tesham sukam shashvatam na itare. Shashvatam sukam. Everybody has sukha. That's what people live in the world. If sukha is not there, people will die. Unmajjan, nimajjan. When a person is crying, immediately Mahamaya Prarabdha brings, okay, have this banana, take, like that. Then the fellow is totally engrossed in that one, hatar, slapping him. Ayayo. Like that, life goes on. Here Shastra talks about permanent sukham. That ananda which can be experienced without any external instigations. In a calm and peaceful mind alone, this Atmananda reflects or manifests as sukham. Any amount of external achievements cannot make one happy. An ignorant person may have plenty of wealth, beautiful wife, intelligent children, highest status, power. Still, today I read in a newspaper wherein Obama, he thinks that it is the highest post in the world. Ne? He has a lot of things to do. He has a lot of power and so many things. He says, I prayed to the Lord. For what? Because my daughter is getting 12 years completed. I prayed to the Lord to make her dress a little bit lower dress. That means he is afraid of the character of the daughter. A person has this, an ordinary parent is having this fear that my daughter should be in good decency. She should not go after the Western culture. The person who is the head of that Western culture is afraid of that Western culture with regard to her daughter. He says, I pray to the Lord, oh Lord, please make that frock of my daughter little longer. So that's what we say. Everyone has their own Ramayana and Mahabharata. From which shop you can have this shanti or sukham. Tesham chinta nasti kila. There is a song by Brahmendra, I think. For him only there is no chinta. Tesham chinta nasti kila. For whom? For those paramahamsa naam Brahmananda amrita mattana. One who has this amrita in the form of knowledge, in the form of Brahma Ananda, for him only there is no chinta. It is not available anywhere except in the life of a jnani. He may not have anything, but still his life is nandati, nandati, nandati. You may say that why all are happy at least once in a while in the world? All are happy once in a while. I am happy with my spouse, I am happy with my children, I am happy with my money and this. You don't have Swami, all these things, so you may have jealous, therefore, like a monkey which doesn't have tail, he started preaching. It is nice to be without tail. It is nice to be without tail. Like that you don't have anything, so you are trying. Shastra says, no. That Vishaya Sukham, which you consider as Sukham, is not Sukham. It is sorrow. How it is sorrow? To get that, you have to struggle. After gaining that, to maintain it, you have to struggle. When it goes away, you are struggling. Before gaining also struggle, during also struggle, and after also struggle. So, it is a confusion that you are happy with Vishaya. And the thing, the so-called Vishaya Sukha also doesn't come from outside, come from spouse or children or money. It is a pseudo-sukham, we accept. It is considered to be a pseudo-sukham. But it doesn't come from outside. There is a shloka for that. Asare kalu samsare sukabhranti manishina lalapana ivangushte valanam dhanyam vibrama. This is a very common example available in our home. Children generally put their thumb in their mouth. What is the bhranti for that child? Bhranti means brahma, confusion. The child thinks, I am getting milk. So go on, chop, 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 like that it is doing. So does it get milk? It doesn't get milk. What it gets? Saliva only it gets. That saliva it is considering as milk. Okay. That saliva is from where? That saliva also from where? Is it from thumb? Saliva is from its own mouth. Neither the thumb gives milk, nor the pseudo saliva. Similarly, neither this world gives Atmananda, nor Vishayananda. The very Vishayananda itself is the saliva of yourself. Lalapana means, lala means saliva, pseudo milk. A child thinks that it is having milk. And we are not different from that child whenever we think that external world which doesn't have an iota of happiness, we think that it gives the happiness. So Atmananda is my swarupam and Vishayananda is the saliva born out of my swarupam, not from that external object. So this idea, the clarity of thinking makes us to be independent. If it is there, I can enjoy that pseudo happiness. If it is not there, I need not bother about that pseudo-happiness. Pseudo-happiness means it appears to be happiness. But that also not from the external world. So Bhagavan here says, Ashantasya kutas sukham. Where is the happiness for a person whose mind is always agitated by unfulfilled desires, always agitated by jealous, agitated by krodha, anger? Where is the question of happiness? More details we will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namah.